Can move on to Dr. Keel. He is going to talk to us about the Ethics Committee and Institutional Review Board, the future state. Hey, Dr. Keel.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Yeah,
Thanks for the invitation to speak today. It's good to see a lot of you. It's been a while. So, happy to be here today to talk about the future state of the Ethics Board and the IRB. I've had the pleasure of chairing or co-chairing both those committees for quite a few years now, so I can definitely answer any questions about the historical longitude of both those committees, as well as where we think that we're heading toward in the future state now post-hospital closure. So, beginning with the Ethics Committee. We really believe that it is valuable to continue to have an ethics committee available to BHS throughout this change and movement forward post-hospital closure. I will say that we lost quite a few committee members as part of the closure of the hospital, folks that were either in nursing or doctoral positions that now are no longer with BHS. That being said, I'm committed to looking toward recruiting some new members, making sure that we have good representation, diverse representation on our board in terms of disciplines, in terms of specialties. In terms of expertise, so really trying to grow the committee again. We continue to plan to meet quarterly. Our next meeting is in December. And I think the other thing that I want to note about the Ethics Committee is that we've always been charged with really three crucial roles. One of them being consultation. In other words, when ethical issues come up, that we're available to consult and be there for employees or individuals who provide services to the consumers that we support. Providing an educational component. So at least twice a year, we co-sponsor educational opportunities with Medical College of Wisconsin Bioethics Committee. In fact, our next one is this Wednesday. So if you have time to tune in to the next presentation by Dr. Owen, it promises to be a really excellent presentation. And then also overseeing policies. There's at least four policies that are contained within policy stat relating to ethics and ethics committee. So those all do need some revisions at this point, post-closure. But definitely, those are things that we will be focusing on in the coming months to update those policies. So, with that's really my summary about ethics. Maybe I'll pause if there's any questions about ethics before I transition over to the IRB. Or if there's no questions, hopefully we're on point and we're really moving in the right directions, and we're all on the same page. So, any thoughts?
Oh, Ethics Committee.
Excellent. Thank you, Mary. All right, let's talk IRB then, the Institutional Review Board. So that too is a committee that we've maintained for many, many years. And I think the one thing to reflect on is research as a whole has really gone down in terms of its quantity at BHS. Aren't overseeing that many research procedures, period. At this current time, there's four outstanding projects that we're continuing to monitor. All are going very well. No issues have come up with those four. We haven't even gotten any recent requests for research proposals. But again, I think as we move forward into this future state, it's still really important to have the availability of an IRB. There's definitely research associated with some of the grants that we have or intend to pursue in the future at BHS. So, want to make sure that we, as the IRB, are available to review those grant-funded proposals. We continue to maintain a very close relationship with MCW, which is nice because they have a lot of in-house expertise that we're able to really pull from and be able to consult closely with. And then the other thing that I want to highlight is there actually still is a trust fund at BHD that was established back in 1970. It's the Frieda Bruin Trust Fund. So this is another area that the IRB is really looking to revitalize the efforts around what are the guidelines for the use of these funds? Who can access these funds? What is the process of accessing these funds? So we're really in the beginning stages of starting to put that back together to hopefully spur some additional research opportunities at BHS. So definitely things that we're working on. That committee also meets quarterly or as needed if we do get a new research proposal to review. Again, though, I think that it's really important for BHS to continue to have that as a resource to our provider network and the employees. So, any questions regarding the IRB?
I just make a brief comment. I think you're hitting the nail on the head, Justin, with the future state, because we don't know, what is going to pop up under this new structure and in the light of recruiting students and so on and so forth as to research.
Right, right. Well, and truth be told, this is actually a real focus in my new role too at BHS is overseeing the internship opportunities and the growth and expansion for students.
So yeah, internship, that's what I meant.
Tie in together between expansion of internship opportunities and if we can actually offer support and maybe even financial funding for particular research projects, I think it all ties together really nicely in our future state.
You're doing a great job, Dr. Q.
Great. Thank you. All right. Well, if any questions arise, I'm easy to get a hold of.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks you so much.
It was great seeing you, Justin.
Good again. To see you all. Absolutely.
Thanks,
all right.
Doc.
All right. Yep.
Thanks.